dick nuts, high dick nuts and pussy lickers. Guys, this is gonna be episode 69. This is episode 69. It is gonna be, and it will. Okay? Episode 69, and I've been waiting to do this episode since maybe episode 68. I'm not gonna lie with you guys. It's been a hot minute. I think actually episode 67, I did say that episode 69 might be like a little risque, talk about some like sex stuff, because you know it's episode 69 and that's the joke. That's the joke here. That's what we're trying to do. Actually, I think I said that on episode 66 or something like that. I don't know. A few episodes ago. But now we're going to get into the greasy, slutty, fuckable, cheesecake, pussy. Guys, this is episode 69. I'm just saying, if you don't like 69, if you don't like to talk about sex, then are you really a redneck? Isn't that the joke? Is that the joke? But also we can talk about anything I want to come up with. Maybe we don't have to talk about sex stuff. Maybe we really don't. Maybe it was just the opening and now we can talk about whatever we want. What is to talk about? But you know what? I can get into the sex stuff. You know what? Let's just get into the sex stuff now. Break it down. How do you guys feel about it? I think this episode, guys, hold on. I think this episode is just gonna like, it could be. You know what? How about this, guys? How about this? This episode is either going to be a lot about sex, whether my thoughts on sex positions, a memory I had with a Teletubby. That's a long story short. I fucked a Teletubby. Or it can be about both. Or it can be about something else entirely. Or it can be about all the above. You know what I mean? I might talk about a movie in there, you know, like I just saw Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. But also I can talk about sex and stuff, how like that movie gave me wood. Pun intended, and no pun intended. Bon intended. I'm just going to do sex puns on top of sex puns, okay? Because both of them, because puns are just, you know, like I said, puns are on top of. I don't know. I prefer both. They're like, are you... Oh, that's a funny joke. They're like, hey, are you a top or a bottom? I'm like, I'm just happy to be there. You know what I mean? I'm just happy to be there. Okay? Do you like to watch or be involved? Well, that one, I... be involved, I guess. I don't like to watch. I'm sorry. I don't like to watch. Here's a dirty secret. I caught... Well, this is part of my stand-up bit, so it's fine. But let's get into it. Let's get into the sexy stuff. After I broke up with an ex of mine a couple years ago, I caught her having sex with the guy she told me not to worry about. That's weird. And now I'm writing a script called Traumatic. the script is not about that. It's just about, I'm trying to write a short. And I'll just say what it is. I'm trying to write a short. The working title is Traumatic, but we might change it. But it's about while a young teenage girl is house sitting someone's house, and an intruder is on the balcony, and in figuring out who this intruder is and the chaos that comes with it and the intensity that comes with it, she's also learning. There's some twists and turns. I'm not gonna say that. I'll just say that. There's twists and turns. I'm sure not a lot of you guys are gonna read the script. It's fine. I'm probably gonna submit it to festivals if I really like it. If I really like fucking get into it. And I thought of this script idea for about a year and a half. Almost 2 years. Like it's been in my, I would say 2 years now. Yeah. It's been in my like notes in my phone or in my mind for 2 years. And I just saw an interview with Seth Rogen. Basically, someone asked him, how do you know an idea is good? And Seth Rogen says, you know an idea or a movie or script is good when you have it in your mind for so long, or you have it in your notes for so long. Like he said, when he made This Is the End, the movie This Is the End, which is my favorite comedy, he said him and his friends had that idea for about 3 years until they finally like decided to film it. Just the idea in there. So if I've had this idea in my mind for 2 years, I actually dreamt this idea. I was house sitting. This is weird, dude. This is freaking weird. I was house sitting a different ex of mine. Man, I have so many of them. That's, you know, at the end of it, I realized that's a bad thing. You know what's funny? Maybe subconsciously, because when I was in high school, my first girlfriend was 16. No. I was 16 when my first girlfriend was, were we the same age? I don't remember how old she was, but I was 16. She was probably 15. That was my first girlfriend. We lasted a week, okay? Had a lot of trouble. Didn't know how to do it. Didn't know how to do it. You know how, like, middle schoolers and kindergartners date somebody, and then a week later, they're like, oh, I'm dating Becca now. You know what I mean? They just, like, they're fucking sluts. Kindergartners and middle schoolers are fucking sluts, dude. My sister, who is, like, 13, I mean, she's going into high school. She's not yet, but she's a fucking slut, dude. She's a fucking slut. It's so funny. She's like, I think she's dating someone now. Yeah, I'm spoiling your secrets. You don't know. The audience listening, I have so many sisters, okay? My mom's just coochie shooting them. It's a weird thing to say. That's a very weird thing to say. But I have so many sisters, so you don't know which one I'm talking about, okay? And I know I said, well, this one's in, I did say middle, not in high school yet. But even that doesn't really narrow down. That just takes away two of my sisters. I got four sisters left, okay? And one of them's a slut. But, yeah, she's seen someone. I don't know. I feel like this episode is going to be stupid in, like, 2 weeks because I'm going to be like, update. She's now dating a tree, okay? She's just been slutting around. She's been exposing her body. She's just been, like, exposing her body to, like, everybody, okay? They're like, hey, put your shirt back on. She's like, no, I'm trying to see how many dicks I can suck. All right, this is getting weird. All right, whose idea was it to make this podcast? And whose idea was it to listen? Here's the thing, guys, and this is true. This is absolutely true. If you want me to stop making episodes, have this podcast be only 0 views or 1 view. If I see an episode that is like 1 view or 0 views, actually, you know what? 2 views. If I see an episode that is 2 views or lower, I will stop. You know what? 3 views. 3 views or lower. 4 views is kind of, yeah, 3 views or lower. If I see an episode of mine that only has 3 views or lower, I will officially stop making podcast episodes. But I also listen to my episodes, okay? I can be entertaining by myself and I can enjoy it. Is that too hard to ask? Courtney? It's funny. Life is funny sometimes. What was I going to say? We're going to talk about sex. That's basically the whole episode. So let's just... Okay, so my first girlfriend... I was 16. We dated for a week. She has a kid now. That's disgusting, am I right? That's so funny. And it's also weird because, like, when you're younger dating people, like, your taste in people change throughout the years, I think. If I saw all of my exes now, I would be like, oh, I don't want it. Like, even if I didn't, I'm trying to think. Because they all ended pretty badly, okay? And so, you know how, like, someone's like, oh, I'm friends with, let me start over. You know how people are like, oh, yeah, I'm friends with my ex. We cool. We broke it off cool. How do you do that? I don't get it. I tried to a couple times. I tried to once. I was like, hopefully, you know, I don't want you to hate me, so hopefully we're just, like, acquaintances or friends after this. And then she, like, blocked me on everything. So it's like, no, I can't. So it's just not, I don't know, man. I ruin people's lives. Is that in a sexy way or is that in a sad way? Or is that in, like, a both way? Both ways. I'm still trying to also figure out the title of the episode. It could be episode 69. It says it all. Both ways is funny. Nah, that's too basic. Let me mix it up. I'll figure it out. So I did that. Lost my virginity when I was 20. So if you're hearing that noise in the background, it's because I'm hitting a bed. So, oh my goodness, everything is just sex now. It's always about a bed. If you want to get more hot and spicy, if you guys want to listen to something even hot and spicier, then watch Hot Ones. It's a good show. What was I going to say? What after that? Lost my virginity when I was 20, and it wasn't good. I know everybody's first time is like not the greatest, but I was like, this is what everyone's so obsessed about. Yeah, dude, I'm a late bloomer, okay? And then I feel like after, I don't know, it didn't really get good for me until a while. Like all of it was just like, I feel like the first time I was doing it because that was like the, like I was shaming myself because I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20. So I feel like if I did it a couple times around then I was like only doing it because society was telling you that it's like a hot thing. Well, it is. I mean, if you know how to do it and you like the person you're doing it with, then it's good, awesome, great, fine. But if you don't, then you're just like, who the fuck? What the fuck? Am I just sad all the time? Am I just lonely all the time? I'm really not. Not lonely all the time. Sometimes. But actually, that loneliness, I love being lonely, dude. I freaking love it. I mean, I have a girlfriend right now, and she's very beautiful. She's literally the best thing on the planet. I swear to God, she's not. But like, I mean, I swear to God, she is. Swear to God, she is. Sorry. I love you. You're beautiful. You're hot. I really don't. Like, dude, I fucking pulled one. Like, you know how sometimes when you date people, you're like, yeah, they're in my league, so this makes sense. This one's lower than me. Gross. And then you date someone, you're like, how? This is impossible. How did I get that? This is my most recent girlfriend. My only. My last. If we don't get married, I'm killing myself. That's all I'm trying to say. Nope, just kidding. But I'll probably like pop a kid's balloon. If we don't get married, I'll probably pop a kid's balloon. I'll be sad, so I'll go to the zoo because, you know, there's already sad things at the zoo. And then there's always going to be a kid with walking around with a balloon, you know? I'm going to turn into Gru from Despicable Me, the Grinch, and somebody else. You guys can come up with the third guy. And he's going to be walking with his mom, okay? They're going to be holding hands. And the kid is going to be like, hey, mom, look, the elephant took a shit. That's so funny. That's not what he's going to sound. He's probably going to sound like very nice and cute. But because I'm angry, he sounds annoying. You know? It's actually really funny. And I'm going to be walking around with a very sharp pen. Very sharp pencil. Not the pen. Pencils. You can sharpen pencils. You can't sharpen pens. And that's a deep thing. That's deep thing number one. Okay? And I can't be walking around with a knife because, you know, they frisk people. At least they... I mean, someone frisks me every day. I don't know if they work there or if they just want 10 bucks. I don't know. So I'm going to be walking around with a sharp pencil and I'm... The second the kid goes, his name is Willie because I hate that name. The second he goes, I'm going to grab my pencil and pop the balloon. But before I pop it, I'm going to have the kid look at me. I'm going to be like, hey, buddy, like very sweet. So he like I get his attention. We're going to make eye contact. So much good eye contact, actually, that he might even fall in love. He doesn't know his sexuality yet, but I am the reason that he might think he is gay. Okay, and that's fine, but I'm going to make him love my eyes. I'm going to say the line, hey, buddy, so sweet and so delicately and so clever. He's going to think I'm a pedophile. Okay, I'm not, let's be clear, but he's going to think it and he's going to be kind of intrigued, you know, this mystery. Oh, what is this guy? He's got so, what does he want? He said, oh, buddy, to me so politely. Oh my goodness. When I'm of legal age, am I going to have to suck his dick? So this joke is then funny and not as inappropriate. But I'm a kid, so I'm not doing any of that stuff now. But when I'm 18, are we going to fuck? Are we gonna fuck? And then I'm gonna grab my pointy pencil, pop his balloon, look at him dead in the eyes, and go, fuck you. And it's gonna cure my sadness if me and my girlfriend don't get married. So that's all I'm trying to say. Fuck you. I really want to title this episode something like where I have to bleep it. But maybe I'll just bleep it. Ooh, that's a good interesting title. I'll title it Bleep It, but I'll bleep out the EE. You know what I mean? I don't know. Because that's something like sex related, right? Isn't it? What's going on? Oh, it's funny. I also... So my third... Let me just break down the relationships for you, okay? Relationship number one lasted a week. Relationship number two lasted a month and a half. Relationship number three lasted 5 days. Hold up. Back up. Relationship number one lasted a week. Relationship number two lasted 2 months. Relationship number three lasted a month and a half. Relationship number four lasted 5 days. Relationship number five lasted a year and a half, which was my longest one so far. And the girlfriend I have now is going to be the longest one forever. I just need to clarify, you know. Relationship number five lasted a year and a half. Relationship number six lasted 7 months. And relationship number eight, which is the final one, which is the girlfriend I have now. I love you. You're beautiful. Is going on for 6 months. We just passed 6 months. So, hey, yay to me. Yay to me. Yay to me. And yay to her. You know, I have good qualities that I haven't necessarily found yet, but I know they're there. I know they're there somewhere. Got to think about the positive. But yeah. So the new Pinocchio movie, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, was so good. It took me actually for a couple days to finish it because it's an hour and 55 minutes. And I love animation. I love stop motion, claymation. I love that stuff. But I feel like I do get bored after a while. You know? I either have to be high for the whole movie or watch it all. Yeah, I either have to watch it all once and be high. So then I take in the creativity of what the animation is. I do that when I'm high. Or I watch it nothing, sober, and it lasts fucking 4 days to watch. So that's what I did. But it was very good. It was very good. Guess what? I cried. I cried at Pinocchio. I cried at a lot of things. Name them. Puppies on the sidewalk. Well, everyone should cry at that. If you don't, you're a sociopath. And I said socio, not socio. Okay? Let's name some stuff I cried at. Let's talk about... This episode is we're going to talk about the tears of our eyes and the tears from my dick. It's going to be a sad one and a sexy one. Tears are the tip of my penis, dude. This is the end. One, my favorite movie. Callback. I cried at Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4. Let me name... I'm going to give you guys 10 movies. And if you don't like this part, then fuck you. This is my show. My podcast. It's not a show. God, I wish it was a show. I wish it was a show. Let's do this. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We're right back. Let me just start over. I can't talk. Okay, we're going to do this bit. We're going to name 5 sad movies that I cried at as like a bit for a talk show. Okay? And this is what we're doing in this episode. Hello and welcome back to ABC. Today we're talking with Gregory Richardson, and he's going to talk about his 10 movies. You know what? I can't do it. I don't know what's going on with me today. I sometimes can't talk, but the only way to make that bit work if I don't stutter over myself, and I fucking can't do that. You know? So I'll just name 10 sad movies that I cried at. Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4. We're doing 10. Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4, the new Pinocchio movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once. What's it? What's the other one? What's that one? I'm trying to think. Oh my gosh, why can't I think? Oh, Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix. The Fault in Our Stars, the saddest movie I've ever seen. My girlfriend showed me that. She's very beautiful. I love her. We're going to get married. My girlfriend showed me that movie, and I'm never going to watch it again. It is such a good movie, but it's so fucking sad. The movie is so sad. I was kind of I didn't know anything about the book. I knew, I've seen clips and lines, like from TikTok or YouTube or whatever, just like people showing me shit. And I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever watch this movie. And I'm surprised nobody spoiled it for me, because as I'm watching it, I'm like, this is what's going to happen. This is why it's so sad. Someone's going to die, blah, blah, blah. And stuff just, I just didn't expect all of the good stuff to happen. I mean, all of the sad stuff to happen. Like, I didn't expect it. I'm usually good with predicting stuff for the most part. Like, whodunits, I guess. I'm good at predicting those. I'm so good at predicting those, dude. I finished the show Wednesday. I probably finished it on a Wednesday. Oh, God, I hate myself with those jokes sometimes. Why do I say that stuff? Why do I say stupid jokes? Why do I do that to myself? Bleep that. I finished the show Wednesday, and I think on episode 203, you kind of realize that it is a whodunit show. It's a whodunit show. You're trying to figure out who this monster is, okay? I figured it out. I figured it out maybe episode, it's 8 episodes, probably episode, probably the end of episode 3, beginning of episode 4. I just figured out very quickly. And then they introduce a new thing, and before they reveal what it is, like another twist, I predicted it. It happened, and then I predicted it. I'm so good. Scream 6, the new movie that came out. It's a good, it's an entertaining movie, you know, it's sad, it's bloody. I predicted the killers. I'm too good. I'm figuring it out. Knives Out, I didn't predict it necessarily, but I had a gut feeling that something, I don't want to spoil it, but it is a whodunit in a way. It was just a very good one. It was just a very fucking good one. It was probably the best one. What is your favorite whodunit? Scream 1 is definitely the best one, actually. Scream 1, and then probably Knives Out, and then, what's another good whodunit? Scream 2 was a good whodunit. Yeah, I don't know. That's why I like M. Night Shyamalan movies. Like, whether or not his twists and turns are bad or good, like, you know there's a twist coming, but you can't predict when it is and what it is. And that's why it's sometimes good and bad to go see his movie. And that's why he's one of my favorites, because you never know how good or bad his movie's going to be. Very entertained by that man. And then his new show, actually, Servant, which it's not his new show, but they're making a last season in January, and that's so fucking good. But let's go back to the other four movies left that I cried at, and then we'll go back to other stuff. You know, then we'll go back to the sexy and the dicks and the clits and the... Let me freestyle. I know I have four more songs right now, but I gotta freestyle right now about... Because it's, you know, we're celebrating episode 69, okay? This is a monumental accomplishment. This is a big hole in all... damn it. I was gonna do a dick joke. It was like a sex joke. I don't know. But let's freestyle. I put the pussy on lock. Then I suck it off with my cock. This rap is about sex. So bro, don't send me that text. Send me that sexting. Or we get flexing on your butt wishes. Butt wishes. I give one wish to you. And you give two wishes to me. And we'll be fucking in the backseat of this country of the United States of America. American bleach. Wrap my arm around your ass, that's an American reach. I suck you off dry, that's an American leech. in Albuquerque, and the sex on the American beach. I got sex on the beach. And you, if you want to be a freak, then get in the sheets of these bed sheets. Man, I ain't a creep, but I am a geek. When I was in high school, man, I only had sex. I didn't even have it. I didn't even have sex in high school, guys. That's the sad thing. That's the sad thing. You know what's funny is I think my ex, my very first ex, she got pregnant, I think, at the end of high school. And that's so funny to me. It's Topeka, so what are you going to do? You know, kill it? I mean, it would have been funny. That would have been funny. That would have been something to talk about on stage. All right, four more movies that I cried at. Fuck. Oh, Bridge to Terabithia. Absolutely. Are you fucking kidding me? That might have been the first movie I cried at ever. Where's your tail, Bithia? I need three more. Damn it. I can't think of any. Oh, shit. I mean, Walking Dead, I cried at a lot, but that's a TV show. Fuck. And I ain't gonna tell you guys fucking shit that I fucking cried at a TV show. Oh. Pursuit of Happiness. Definitely cried at Pursuit of Happiness. What? Oh, Amazing Spider-Man 2. There we go. Spider-Man No Way Home. There we go. Actually, I don't know if I cried at Amazing Spider-Man 2, but I did cry at Endgame. Endgame? Dude, fucking cum was dripping out of my nostrils. And fucking, you know, shit was coming out of my eye. And pussy juice was coming out of my mouth. By the way, this is a very disgusting episode. I'm going to preface it. It's very crass, but it's episode 69, okay? And we're letting all the dicks loose and the wax wet. I'm sorry if you listen to this episode. But at the same time, you're welcome, okay? You're absolutely welcome. And don't show this podcast to some of your kids. I mean, or you know, actually, do what you want. You know what? Do what you want. I am an entertainer, and I do not have to abide by the laws of a citizen. I'll do as I please. Bleep that. I think we're gonna title the episode that. Okay, it's fun. We'll do that. Yeah. So I cried at all of those, and then have I ever cried at sex? I've cried before and after sex. I've got angry. Did I make someone else cry? Maybe because it was so good. I don't like this character, but we're going to keep doing it. I'm getting kind of bored of the sex, though. So let's talk about Pinocchio's. What are the sad... Have I cried at any... Oh, I cried at The Truman Show. I cried at... There's probably... Oh, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Let's name two, three more movies. Now I'm thinking of just like... I cried at... Avengers Infinity War, I think. I cried at The Conjuring 2. I cried, yeah, I know, I cried at Conjuring 2. Who am I? Oh, I cried at Stronger, the movie Stronger. I cried at, let's name one more. Ambulance. I cried at the movie Ambulance. Yeah, dude, that movie's wild. That movie be wildin', dude. That movie's so good. I gotta rewatch stuff. I just love watching movies and TV shows. I feel like I'm doing it traditionally. Well, not traditionally, but like I am subconsciously making this a religion where I feel like I have to watch a movie or a TV show or just TV once a day. It doesn't even have to be that long, but like be involved in the entertainment, you know, get distracted, okay? People drink coffee. People smoke weed. People take heroin. People fuck a lot. People. what's another drug? What's another drug? People are addicted to porn. My addiction? Television. Entertainment. Some form of moving pictures. That is my addiction. And I'll tell you the truth, fuckers. It's not that bad of an addiction. I mean, sex is pretty cool, too. Especially with my girlfriend, who I love. You know, she's absolutely beautiful. I need to clarify. Don't bleep that. What? Oh, the first movie. Hey, guys, one time when I was like, you know how like kids, when you're experiencing your, when you're like, when you're figuring out your body and then you start like, you know, masturbating a lot, you know, touching yourself, and then you like try to fuck unanimated objects, just things. You do fuck some weird things. I tried to have sex basically with a teddy bear when I was like 11. No. When I was like 13, probably not 11. I did not hit puberty then. Definitely not. But I was like figuring it out. You know what I mean? I was figuring it out. I was putting on a, when I was probably 10 or 11, I put like baby wipes on my chest because I don't know. I think it aroused me, but I don't know if it did. It just made me feel good. So I would, maybe I would pretend it was a woman when I was 12 or 11. I was like, this feels like a woman. I don't know why I did that. I remember the first sex scene or makeout scene I got turned on to. I think I was 12 or 13. It was, I was at my parents' house. I was by myself. I was watching a movie downstairs. I was, to my memory, I was the only one in the house. I think I was sick. Yeah. I think it was probably on a cold day, sick. But there was a movie on TV. It was like a medieval thing. Like, two people. It was a guy and a girl. Sorry, guys. You know what's funny? I think the reason I don't think I'm gay is I've never been interested in watching gay porn. You know how even like straight guys do that sometimes? And they're like, I gotta see if I'm gay. I've never, like, the thought of has never occurred to my mind. Do you? Like, if we're watching Brokeback Mountain, let's put it on. I love that movie. But if someone was like, go Google, you want to, you know how you're gay? If you Google gay porn. I've never done that. So I guess I'm straight as a wave. I don't know. What do you guys think? We'll be right back. What was I talking about? Gay porn, sex, episode 69, bleep that, sad movie, Toy Story 3, dick in a box, SNL. Oh, Martin Short and Martin Freeman, SNL. Yeah, guys, I figured it out. No. I forgot what I was talking about, but we're going to move on. Martin Short and Steve Martin hosted SNL last Saturday. And I love Martin Short. Martin Short is so funny. I love him. Steve Martin is funny too, like his old movies. He had like mid-2000 movies that were really funny. And then his comedy is very good. But his SNL is very good. Like, but he just seems like a dick. And I don't want to like him. But I do. It's Steve Martin. What are you going to do? It's Steve Martin. Martin Short, though, seems like such a nice guy. And he's so funny. He's way funnier than Steve Martin, I'll tell you that. But I was watching Saturday Night Live, and out of the hour of sketches, well, I'll say there's maybe 9 sketches, 10 sketches, one of them was laughable. One of them was good. And that's a shame because Steve Martin and Martin Short is there. That also means that the writing is not getting good. Like, it just SNL is just not the same. I'll only watch it now. I feel like I watch it almost every week when, like, Jason Sudeikis, Kristen Wiig, Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, Bobby Moynihan, Taron Killam, Andy Samberg, Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. Like, that era. Or closer to the end, Kenan Thompson. Well, Kenan Thompson's still there. But I would say, Seth Meyers. I would say 2012 to 2014, or probably 2011 to 2010. I'll probably say 2010 to 2014. I feel like I watched it a lot. I just watched it almost every Sunday. I try to. But it's just not that funny anymore. And I don't know what's happening, dude. They're doing a lot of musical numbers, which I love musicals, but like in a sketch. I don't know. The rhythm of a song and a sketch. It's not that. I don't know. It's just not that funny. I love musicals. Bo Burnham is my favorite comedian. He does music. But I feel like if you make a sketch a musical and you're trying to be funny with it, it just doesn't work, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. Speaking of sex and wood and shit, do you guys want to talk about Toy Story 2 or the Pinocchio movie? I think I've actually talked about Toy Story 2. It did make me cry, but it also gave me wood. Let's talk about an animated female that's attractive. Who is actually... I actually can't think of a hot animation. Oh, I do remember like having a crush on one of them, but I can't. The only one that can come to my mind, but I wouldn't even consider her like a fictional character is the bad villain from Kim Possible. But even she's just even her. I don't know, something off. I'm trying to think. Fuck. What is? Damn it. I guess I don't have any. I really can't think of a cartoon character that I find attractive. Oh, boy. Oh, probably Ariel. Yeah, I guess I'd say Ariel. Yeah, I guess Ariel. I guess Ariola. I guess I'll do Ariola with Ariel. But Ariola... I say doing it like it's a position, guys. It's not. I've had sex before. All right, this is my impression of a nerd who's trying to be cool in high school. It's a high school geek. He's trying to be cool in high school. So he's bragging about the sex that he actually never had. Okay, and he just joined football. And he's trying to be cool, talk about sex, because he's trying to impress the football people, okay? But he's still a geek, and he's never had sex. And he's talking to the most popular guy in high school, Bradley Lopez, okay? And this is the geek. Hey guys, how's it going? I've had sex. You didn't ask, you say. Well... Oh, by the way, also, this is also my impression of Donald Duck. I'm a Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck. I mean, Donald Duck is too easy. I can be like... It's tough because that impression, I can't say anything. Like, if I say I love you, this is Donald Duck saying I love you. Like, I'm not... Let me say something that's more difficult. If I tell you what it is, then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, it sounds like that. So let me say something first, and you guys have to guess what I say as Donald Duck. What am I saying? I'll give you a hint. It's a movie quote. I'll do it one more time. I'm saying put the lotion in the basket. Put the lotion in the basket. And that is from Silence of the Lambs. Armie Hammer was a cannibal. So was that movie called Bones and All. I don't get movies like that. Like, it's a love story, but it's a cannibalistic. I guess that one's better. I guess you can talk about cannibalism if it's romantic. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Here's two. Here's two actresses that are not, in my opinion, are not attractive necessarily. Like, though I love them, they're great. Like, I'll mention a singer, and I love their music, probably my favorite musical artist, but I just don't find her always attractive. And I'm going to give you an actress that I don't always find attractive, but in this movie, she's just attractive. And that is, Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born. She's like attractive in that for some reason. Like she was in American Horror Story. Like I've seen her in television before. I've seen her in interviews and all of that stuff. She's just, you know, very attractive in A Star Is Born. And then Emma McKay. I think it's Emma McKay, who's in Sex Education. I've only seen a couple episodes. And she's, like, fine, whatever in that. Like, she's great. She's lovely. But I just, you know, some people are attractive, some people not. She's just fine. I've seen her in interviews, whatever. But she's attractive in Death on the Nile. Death on the Nile, which is another whodunit, by the way. Trash. These Murder on Orient Express and Death on the Nile are absolute trash whodunit movies. They're so fucking dumb. They're so dumb. I hate them. I love whodunits. The cast on both of those movies are amazing, okay? When you see the cast and you maybe see the trailer, you're like, oh, this actually looks good. They're not good. Stop making those movies. They're connected. It's like a famous detective, kind of like Knives Out with Daniel Craig, who's like a famous detective. And this famous detective is trying to figure out, you know, first off, who killed somebody on a train, and then who killed somebody on a ship. Both of them are just not good. See, Knives Out 2 is coming out. I just don't think it's going to be as good as the first one. Knives Out 1 is just so fucking good. I just don't think this one's going to be as good. I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to watch it, and I'm not going to stop watching it. I'm going to finish it. But I just don't, I'm going to tell you right now, it's just the cast in Knives Out 1 and the unexpected twists and turns and all of that stuff was just so good. I just have expectations now for the sequel. That's what I have expectations. I don't know how high or how low they are, but I have like expectations, something going on there. You know what I mean? What was I talking about before that? A cartoon character I would sleep with? Nah, isn't really. I guess Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. Not Lilo, not the ant. Stitch. Stitch pretty fuckable. He's a cute dog. And they're making a live action, and I'm like, what are you doing, okay? It's stupid. All right, I think I'm going to end it. I mean, we did a lot of sex stuff. Let me see if I can do any more sex things. I mean, most of my stand-up, like, starting out was all sex stuff. Well, not all sex stuff, but it was like, it's just, sex is funny, dude. And it's relatable. Everybody does it. Everybody fucks. Everybody poops. Everybody cries. Not at everything, but at something. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about tonight's episode of Whipsnap. Hi, I'm a different person. And if you're wondering to yourself, why do I watch these episodes and enjoy them, but sometimes I don't, but I still watch them? It's because there's something about Gregory. There's something about him. You don't know what. And you don't know why. And you don't know where. And you don't know how. And you... What? You... Where? Why? You don't know why. And you don't know how. But you do know this guy's random as fuck. Sometimes he makes sense, sometimes he doesn't. But I like that. I like that interesting, you know, that there's something. Maybe I could be great all the time. He's not. He is me. I am me. But I was also thinking, I don't know. I sound like the coach from Big Mouth. I don't know. I'm basically basic all the time. I can do a really good Rick from... Not Big House. What? Big Mouth. Coach Stevens. I'm basically lonely all the time. What's the other one? Lola. Oh, my God. Nick, oh my God, I don't even go there. Actually, that's not the greatest, but I can do the Rick, the old hormone monster, really good. Oh, hey, baby, what are you doing? You want to touch my body, baby? Oh, yeah, don't you do that. One time I was talking to someone, like, it was a date, not really, but we were just hanging out, and I told her I can do that voice, and she goes, oh, do it, and then I do it, and she goes, oh my God, don't ever do that again. And I was like, you told me to do it, you dumb bitch. You hoe fuck. You stupid asshole. You fault nugget Twizzler cunt.
Oh, yeah, baby, I'm gonna do it if I want, baby.
This is a weird episode, guys. This is a weird episode, but I'm going to end it. So, thank you guys for listening. Good to be here. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. All right. Bye.